But I don't need to write to you about the Christian love that should be shown among God's people, for God Himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong toward all the Christians in all of Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we beg you to love them more and more. What are we supposed to do to each other? Love each other more and more. We can never get enough love for each other. This should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we commanded you before. As a result, people who are not Christians will respect the way you live, and they will not need to depend on others to meet your financial need. In other words, a Christian should be praying in obedience to God's word, doing what He says, and you should be a blessing to give to others. You know, but the body of Christ, even the body of Christ gets beat up on once in a while. You know, when we get beat up on once in a while, we get our props knocked, legs knocked out from under us. We need somebody that's not got his legs knocked out from under him that can come along and help us out, right? Get us back on our feet. You know, I think about that little girl. I definitely would never call her name, but a little girl that used to come to the Over in Dallas every month, and she needed her rent. I said, "Honey, you need to get a job." Well, she got a job, but she just couldn't seem to ever make it. She always needed her rent. So I helped her several months. I told her, "Honey, get out there and start working two jobs." I said, "I work from can to can." She said, "But I don't want to work two jobs." I said, "I'm sorry. But if you can't make it with one, you work two. But you don't come to me every month and ask me for money." "Okay, I'll do it." And I prayed for her, and she started working, and I never had to ask her, never give her another dime. I thought, well, all that money I give her, it's down, you know, it's gone. It was there to help her, but I helped a daughter of God when she needed help. I don't know what's happened to her in the last few months, but she must have got a fantastic job. I'm telling you, she sent her tithe check every weekend, and she has far exceeded all the money I ever give her. Now, isn't that something? See? Now, what if I'd have said, "No, I ain't going to help you"? I mean, look what a blessing I missed. Because she's definitely returned more to this ministry than I ever give her, although I give her several months' rent. At the time, I thought, gee, you know, this woman, I ought to just, you know, tell her, "Hey, you know, go take a fly and leap, girl." But is that what God told me to do? He told me to do what to her?
Love her.
Oh, love her. And if I love her, I got to help her, right? If I got the means to help her. Now, sometimes you love people and you ain't got the means to help them do that. You know, but we did have. And so when we have those means, we give to people. And I am grateful to be able to give, because I know you can't outgive God. Then he says, "But now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know what will happen to the Christians who have died, so you will not be full of sorrow like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus comes, God will bring back with Jesus all the Christians who have died." So he's going to bring all them people that have died with him. He's coming in the clouds, and then let's see what is going to happen right after that. And I can tell you this directly from the Lord. In other words, I got this straight from the mouth of God. This ain't something I'm dreaming up. "We who are still alive when the Lord returns will not rise to meet Him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from their graves, and then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to remain with Him forever. So comfort one another," or each other, "with these words." Amen. So what is the result? We're all going to be with Him at the same time. The dead in Christ, I heard a guy say this one time, and I thought it was really cool. But he said the dead in Christ are going to rise first because they got 6 foot further to travel. Okay, so that's why they rise first. That's okay with me, right? When they rise first, come out of the grave, I'm going to be standing here, and we're going to both say, right? And so we're going to be with the Lord. And now then, let's see what he says about times and seasons. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, because he talks about when this is going to happen. And we need to know when it's going to happen. I really don't need to write to you about how and when all these things will happen, dear brothers and sisters. Well, I mean, gee whiz, why not? I mean, is there something special that we're supposed to know as children of God? For you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. Okay, now, who is it going to come to? Who is this day going to come to unexpectedly like a thief in the night? The unbeliever. That's absolutely right, sir. The unbeliever. Now then, in other words, is the unbelieving world right now looking for Jesus to return? Oh, no. They ain't looking for Jesus to return. You know, they don't even believe he's coming. They don't believe nothing. Then he says there that, in the next verse, when people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born, and there will be no escape. Now, when the Lord comes back, it's going to be a devastating day. I mean, I think when he comes for the rapture of the church, I think the world won't see this. I don't believe they'll see us rising in the air. I think we'll just be gone. I'll be standing there talking to Keith, and some other guy will be standing there, and he's not a believer, and all of a sudden we're talking, and the guy says, "Where'd these guys go? I thought I was talking to Keith and Thurman, but they ain't here." What in the world could have made us disappear that quick? Oh, when the Jesus comes. Wow. He says, but you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. So when the Lord comes, hey, are you expecting his coming any day?
Yes.
Are you looking for it?
Yes.
I guarantee I'm looking for it. If he come today, it wouldn't be a surprise to me. I say, woo, glory to God. Look at this. We're on the way to heaven, Keith.
That's right.
Last place we was in church on Sunday afternoon when the Lord came. I can't think of a better place to be. Can you?
Right.
Can you imagine getting in heaven someday and you're up there and you meet one of your friends from the church and say, wow, Keith, praise God. Where were you when the Lord came? And you said, well, I was down in the bar having a cool one. Or I was living in sin. I was telling a lie to my neighbor whenever the Lord snatched me away. Can you imagine that? No. You want to say, oh, I was in church. I was praying for somebody. I was leading somebody to Jesus, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's like Cheryl introduced this young couple right here a while ago, said they were from Chicago. But really, they're from the Ukraine, from Russia. And they came to America, and I don't know when he got a hold of my teaching. Did you get a hold of my teaching while you were in Russia?
No, here.
Here, okay. 2 years ago, he started listening to it, and they came to my office. They drove down here, right? They drove down here from Chicago and spent the afternoon or the morning, yesterday morning with me. Both accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and we're going to baptize them today. And he said, they want to start this new life from right here in this place.
Praise
so,
God.
Hey, I can't think of a better thing to be doing. If Jesus were to come right now, we'd be okay, wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
But there would be a whole lot of people that wouldn't be okay. But the Lord is going to come like that thief, but he's not going to come like a thief to us. We will know. Let's see what 5 and 6 says, and I think we'll quit. For you're all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night, so be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be sober. Verse 7 and 8. I think that's night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly, protected by the body armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. So should we be ready at all times? We got our armor on? Yeah, we're walking in holiness, obedient to his word. We're totally protected. And the Lord comes and he says, wow, there's my armor. Look at it. And we're gone in one heartbeat. There it is right there. Boy, when he takes us out, we're gone, aren't we?
Amen.
But it's not going to be a surprise. We're looking for his return. If he comes today, are you ready, Edna? I'm ready, she said. Praise the Lord. I was ready yesterday too, huh? Yeah, we're ready every day, right, Edna? Praise the Lord. We're ready every day. Isn't it amazing that a couple would listen to our stuff for 2 years and then drive all the way down here in my office yesterday morning at 10 o'clock to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then, of course, want to tell me they want me to baptize them today. I just can't think of a blessing better than that. I thought, wow. And what are the angels doing?
Rejoicing.
They're rejoicing. That's right. The angel, every time a soul comes into the kingdom, the angels are rejoicing. So it's obvious that we need to pray for these Muslim people because we need lots of them coming into the kingdom.
Amen.
We need them to deny Allah and believe that Jesus Christ is God and there is no other. And that is happening at a phenomenal number. You know, they tell us that there's some of the people that are out there in the mission field tell us there's many, many Muslims coming into the kingdom of God. And I praise the Lord for every one of them that He's saving and bringing into the kingdom. I know I listened to one on TBN the other night, and he was talking about how he got saved like 20 years ago, and he's now a pastor of a church in some city here in the United States. He's, you know, but he was a Muslim. You know, he believed in Allah, in the Quran. And then somebody, I don't remember exactly what happened, but he had a very unique experience with God. And he came to believe in Jesus, so... That's like that one out there that was on GLC with us, that he had been a terrorist, and he had an accident here. And of course, he was told that Christians were his enemy, and he was supposed to kill them. And so he had killed a lot of people in his life. And then he said that I was out there somewhere, and he had a wreck, car wreck. And he said, after I had the car wreck, some great big guy come over and picked me up and carried me to a place where they could get me to the hospital. And he said, I said, why are you doing this for me? I don't know who you are. And the guy said, well, I'm a Christian. He thought, Christians, I understand Christians are here to hurt me, to kill me, not to do good to me. He said, I was told. So then he gets to the hospital, and the doctor goes overboard to help him out. He has no insurance, no money, no nothing. He said, sir, why are you doing this? He said, well, I'm doing this for you because I'm a Christian.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Lord, This is Beyond Anything I Can Imagine, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.